Philip Semple, PA Advisor and Creator, today's date is 02/26/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Adam Moreno. Moreno spells M-O-R-E-N-O. Adam spells Aiden. Aiden spells A-D-A-N. Date of birth is 05/23/1994. He's a 30-year-old gentleman here with pain to his left fifth digit. Pain to his right fifth digit, right hand. Period. Patient said pain started today approximately an hour or two ago. He was at work when he was handling some metal and was accidentally suffered a laceration on the volar surface of his fifth digit. Period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10 worse with motion and touch. Said he came in because he has increased pain and bleeding. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, current medication, none. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient indicated he had a tetanus vaccination approximately 2 or 3 years ago after he had a laceration to his face. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 131/73. Pulse 94. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. Right fifth digit volar surface. He has a 1.7 centimeter laceration. Actively bleeding. Next line, he has full range of motion of his DIPJ, MIPJ, and PIPJ. Next line, cap refill is less than 2 seconds. Next line, there is tenderness to palpation in the site of laceration. Next line, sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph, extremities except right hand. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal. Correction. Full range of motion. No discomfort. Range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. As neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal. Mood and effect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a finger laceration. Fifth digit. Right hand. Assessment number two is finger pain. Next paragraph. Procedure. Laceration repair. Next line. Patient was explained what the procedure entails. He was educated on possible complications to include infection, a failure of suture to repair laceration. Infection, tendon and vessel damage. Patient indicated he understands and gave verbal permission for me to proceed. Period. Patient's hand was then soaked in normal saline and chlorhexidine for approximately 5 to 10 minutes. Afterwards, patient's hand was removed. It was then irrigated with hydrogen peroxide. Next line, digital block was performed, 5 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine. A digital block H method was done. Next line, we waited for approximately 5 to 10 minutes and test for achievement of anesthesia, which was achieved, period. Next line, patient finger was then draped in a normal sterile fashion. Next line. With a number 3 suture. Proline. A total of 4 sutures were placed in the volar surface of his digit. Next line, after completing sutures, range of motion was again tested. Range of motion was normal. Next line, cap refill was tested. It was less than 2 seconds. Next line, Sensation was tested. Sensation was decreased secondary to anesthetic effect of medication administered. Next paragraph. Site was then baited in. Site was then baited in bacitracin, covered with xerofoam gauze, splinted, open parentheses, patient finger with digits was splinted to reduce movement, which can cause sutures to come apart. Splint was secured with a ACE wrap, 1-inch ACE wrap. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, patient was comfortable with my discharge plans. He was given instructions as to wound care. He was strongly encouraged to check, remove the bandages, check his finger in 48 hours, or to come back to the clinic in 48 hours for me to check for infection. He says he understands and will comply. Patient will follow up in the clinic in approximately 7 days to include 48 hours post-surgical check for infection. He was sent home with the following medications: Septra DS 800/160 mg, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Toradol 10 mg, 1 PO BID for 5 days, number 10. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.